Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome back to the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast. If this is the first time you've listened, I'm Caroline, a professional organiser and KonMari consultant, originally from the UK but living in Germany for the last 18 years. I'm all about helping you understand how the KonMari method can make your life a whole lot easier and more fun, and that is what this episode is all about. If you would like to know how you can get started with implementing the KonMari method in your home, you can download a free copy of my KonMari starter guide at www.caroline-thor.com/guide. The link is in the show notes. So, picture this. You're standing in front of your closet, staring at the chaos of clothes, and you're like, okay, what am I going to wear today? We've all been there, right? Feeling overwhelmed by the sheer amount of stuff we have and struggling to make decisions, or not being able to find that one item we know must be there somewhere. Well, that's where the KonMari method swoops in to save the day. By decluttering and organising our belongings, we can kick decision fatigue to the curb and make more streamlined daily routines. In a nutshell, make life easier. But what is decision fatigue? It's like a sneaky ninja that drains our mental energy. From the moment we wake up, we're bombarded with choices. What to wear, what to eat, what tasks to prioritise, and it can leave us feeling exhausted before we've even had our morning coffee. Is it just me, or does permanently having to think about what to buy, prepare and cook for meals find you losing the will to live? It's one of my pet hates. We'll come to another of my pet hates in a minute. But in my case, the KonMari method really did come to the rescue with its magical power of decluttering. Imagine going through your wardrobe, one item at a time, and keeping only those pieces you love. You're basically creating a curated collection of outfits that truly reflect your style and, more importantly, make you feel amazing. Now, here's where the real fun begins. Picture opening your closet, and instead of drowning in a sea of clothes, you're greeted by a closet that looks like a mini boutique tailored just for you. It's like stepping into your own fashion paradise, filled with pieces that make you feel fabulous. Getting dressed becomes a breeze because you're surrounded by clothes that bring a smile to your face. No more wasting time trying on multiple outfits or second-guessing your choices. You know that each piece you choose will make you feel confident and ready to conquer the day, even if it's your favourite sweatpants. Now, as I've mentioned in a previous episode, my wardrobe is seriously limited at the moment as I've put on so much weight in the last year, so it's even easier than usual. But hopefully that will start to change soon and I'll have a few more options available to me. And let's not forget about the joy of finding things easily. With the KonMari method, you'll learn how to organise your belongings in a way that makes them visible and accessible. Say goodbye to digging through endless piles, searching for your keys or that favourite book you've been dying to read. As I mentioned in my previous interview with Katie Humes, episode 51, for people with ADHD, this way of organising can be a complete lifeline. You'll have a designated spot for everything. Your keys will have a home by the front door, but not so near that they can get stolen. Your bookshelf will be a literary paradise and your kitchen cabinets will become so organised, you are going to wonder if you're in the right house. My kitchen is one of those areas that has made the most difference to me. Imagine the time you'll save. No more frantic searches or wasted minutes trying to find what you need. It's like having your very own personal assistant who whispers, "Psst, it's right here," whenever you need something. That said, I never know where I've put down my glasses. My husband Ralph has to help me find them daily. It's become a bit of a joke. So, with the KonMari method, you're not just decluttering your space, you're creating an efficient environment that reflects your unique style and personality. It's like having a best friend who helps you look fabulous and saves you time along the way. My parents arrived last Wednesday for a week visit from the UK. In the past, I would have spent hours tidying before they arrived, shoving stuff into drawers and cupboards to make it look tidy. That's no longer the case. It's a case of making the bed for them and cleaning. Talking of which, let's tackle the never-ending battle of cleaning and maintenance. We all know that feeling of staring at a cluttered space, dreading the thought of rolling up our sleeves and diving into the cleaning abyss. It really is like that, isn't it? Add to that the frustration that most of the chaos wasn't even created by you. But fear not, because it can be so much easier. Picture this, you've decluttered your space, and now you're left with only the items that truly spark joy. Say goodbye to piles of unnecessary stuff that only collect dust and take up valuable real estate in your life. With fewer items to clean, you'll be amazed at how much time and effort you'll save. Cleaning becomes a breeze. No more hours spent dusting knickknacks or wiping down shelves crowded with things you don't even remember you had. With a clutter-free environment, you'll be able to zip through your cleaning routine in no time, leaving you with more precious moments to enjoy the things you truly love. Now, I hate cleaning, like really hate it. So we've reached my pet hate number two after thinking about what to cook. If I could afford to, the first thing I would do is hire a cleaner. We moved a few years ago into a much larger house. It's completely ridiculous, but we have 5 toilets in the house. Yes, we can all pee at the same time. And the ground floor is big and open plan. But cleaning hardly takes me any time at all. Maybe that's because I don't do it often enough, who knows. I invested a while ago in a robot vacuum cleaner to save me some time, but dusting takes no time compared to a life pre-KonMari in a much smaller house. There I was having to move stuff around and clean all these things that I had standing around. Now it's a case of moving a few items and wiping around. I have to admit, cleaning 5 toilets would take me a lot of time, but I have my kids well trained. And the best part is organising your belongings in a way that makes sense and aligns with your lifestyle. The KonMari method is all about finding a designated place for everything, so you never have to go on that wild goose chase for that elusive item again, although that clearly isn't working when it comes to my glasses. Imagine opening your drawers and finding clothes neatly folded and arranged in a way that you just love. No more rummaging through piles of tangled garments just to find a single sock. You'll have a system that brings order to your clothing chaos, making it a breeze to put things away and maintain the tidiness effortlessly. And let's not forget about the magic of organising your kitchen. Say goodbye to those chaotic cabinets where you can never find the right pot or pan when you need it. You'll create a kitchen space where everything has its rightful place. From your spices to your cooking utensils, you'll have an organized space that makes cooking fun again. And now imagine the time and energy you'll save when cleaning and tidying. Instead of spending hours battling clutter and dust, you can spend that time doing the things you truly love, whether it's pursuing a hobby, spending quality time with loved ones, or simply indulging in some self-care. The possibilities are endless. With a clutter-free home, your energy is no longer drained by the never-ending cycle of tidying before you can clean. You'll be amazed at how this newfound efficiency and freedom can transform your life. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders, allowing you to focus on the things that truly matter. So, let's unlock the secrets of productivity and focus. It's time to bid farewell to the chaos that clutters our mind and embrace the transformative power of decluttering and organizing. Picture this. You're sitting at your workspace ready to tackle that important project or dive into a creative endeavor. But instead of a cluttered and disorganized desk, you're met with a clean, uncluttered space that invites focus and creativity. With fewer visual distractions, your mind can fully immerse itself in the task at hand, allowing you to channel your energy and attention. Unless, of course, you're like me, I get distracted by the tiniest thing. I've learned that I need to remove the digital clutter. That means my phone is not in the same room and I don't have any tabs open on my laptop. I also don't have any notification pop-ups set. It's only when I have things like this that I can actually focus properly. It's incredible how our physical environment can impact our mental state, isn't it? When our surroundings are in order, our minds feel clearer, calmer, and more prepared to take on the challenges that lie ahead. The problem is, until we've actually decluttered and organized, we don't realize the impact our environment was having on us. The KonMari method provides the roadmap to create an environment that supports our goals and aspirations. Imagine the satisfaction of sitting at a clutter-free desk where every item has a purpose and a designated place. No more wasting precious time and energy searching for misplaced documents or dealing with stacks of unnecessary papers. You'll have an organized workspace that promotes efficiency and boosts productivity. And now let's talk about goal setting. When our physical space is in harmony, it becomes easier to set and achieve our goals. The KonMari method encourages to surround ourselves with belongings that truly bring us joy, aligning our environment with our aspirations. As you declutter and curate your surroundings, you'll discover a newfound sense of clarity and determination. You'll be able to identify your priorities more easily, stay focused on your objectives, and take meaningful steps towards realizing your dreams. This has definitely been the case in my life. It's like a powerful ripple effect. When our physical space is organized, our mental space follows suit. We become more intentional, purposeful, and driven to accomplish the things that truly matter for us. We feel empowered to take control of our lives, not just by tidying up our homes, but by creating a pathway to personal growth. So let's embark on this journey together. Let's declutter our physical and mental spaces and watch as our productivity soars and our dreams come within reach. The KonMari method is not just about organizing our belongings. It's about transforming our lives one joyful decision at a time. I have created a beautiful quick start guide to help you on your way. I know you don't have time to read tons of text and wade through pages of information. So I've made it quick and easy to understand. And I know it will give you the inspiration you need to get started. I will also send you updates to keep you on track. To grab your copy, go to caroline-thor.com/guide. So take that first step towards a clutter-free and time-saving lifestyle. I find that the most important bit. Visualize, declutter, seek support, and continuously reassess. Embrace the KonMari method as a tool for transformation and reclaim your time, your space, and your joy. Together, we've explored the incredible time-saving benefits of the KonMari method. From streamlining our daily routines to creating an efficient and clean environment to boosting our productivity and focus, this method really can change how we live our lives. So I encourage you to take action. Embrace the KonMari method and witness the positive changes it brings to your home and your daily experiences. Remember, a clutter-free life is not just about having a tidy space. It's about embracing joy, simplifying our lives, and creating more time for what truly matters. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Living Clutter-Free Forever. I hope you feel inspired to embark on your own KonMari journey and discover the immense benefits it holds. If you have any questions or want to share your experiences, please reach out too. I'd love to hear from you. All the links to do that are in the show notes. And please recommend this podcast to a friend who you think would enjoy it. Thank you. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.